Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna. Text number 42. Tato Nugyapya Bhagavan Swabhuvam Prag Avastitan Vatsan Pulinam Ani ninye yata purvam sakam swakam tita. Then anugyapya, giving permission, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, swabhuvam, to his own son, Brahma, prak, from before, avastitan, situated, vatsan, the calves, pulinam, to the shore of the river, aninye, he brought, yata purva, just as before. Sakam, where the friends were present. Swakam, his own. Translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. After granting his son Brahma permission to leave, the Supreme Personality of Godhead took the calves, who were still where they had been a year earlier, and brought them to the riverbank, where he had been taking his meal and where his coward boyfriends remained just as before. So this answers the question, what happened to the coward boys and calves when Brahma thought he stole them? Where were they? So we're going to find out. Anyone interested? Good. It'll all be revealed in a couple of minutes. Dum dum. The word swabhavam, purport, swabhavam, to his own son, indicates that Lord Krishna forgave the offense Brahma had committed and treated him with affection as his son. It is stated in this verse that the original coward boyfriends and calves were situated just as before near the bank of the Jamuna River and in the forest respectively. Previously, the calves had disappeared within the forest, and Lord Krishna had gone to search for them. Not finding them, the Lord had returned to the riverbank to discuss the situation with his cowherd boyfriends. But they had also disappeared. Now the cows were once again in the forest, and the boyfriends were once again on the bank of the river, ready to take their lunch. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the calves and the boys remained in the forest and on the riverbank, respectively, for one full year. Lord Brahma did not actually take them away to another place. By the Lord's omnipotent illusory energy, the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan did not notice the calves and boys. Could you imagine going to the forest and there's a full of cows and boys and you don't even see them? And the other residents of Vrindavan did not notice the calves and boys, nor did the calves and boys notice the passing of a year's time or feel any hunger, cold, or thirst. All this was part of the pastime arranged by the Lord's illusory potency. Lord Brahma thought, I have kept all the boys and calves of Gokula sleeping on the bed of my mystic potency, and to this very day they have not arisen. A similar number of boys and calves have been playing with Krishna for one whole year, yet they are different from the ones illusioned by my mystic potency. Where are they? Where did they come from? Nothing is invisible to the Supreme Lord. Does Lord Krishna appear to be searching for the calves and boys only to enact a dramatic pastime of bewildering Lord Brahma? After Brahma surrendered and offered prayers, Lord Krishna returned to the original, boys and calves, who appeared exactly as before, although their size had somewhat increased because of 1 year's growth. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, since Lord Krishna was playing exactly like an innocent young cowherd boy in Vrindavan, after four-headed Brahma offered his prayers, the Lord maintained his role as a young cowherd boy and thus remained silent before Brahma. Krishna's silence indicates the following thoughts. Where did this four-headed Brahma come from? What is he doing? What are these words he keeps on speaking? I'm busy looking for my calves, and I'm just a cowherd boy and do not understand all this. Lord Brahma had considered Lord Krishna as an ordinary cowherd boy and had treated him as such. After accepting Brahma's prayers, Krishna continued to play as a cowherd boy and thus did not answer the four-headed Brahma. Rather, Krishna was more interested in rejoining his cowherd boyfriends for the picnic lunch on the bank of the Jamuna River. So the translation again. After granting his son Brahma permission to leave, the Supreme Personality of Godhead took the calves, who were still where they had been a year earlier, and brought them to the riverbank, where they had been taking his meal and where his cowherd boyfriends remained just as before. So here, the inconceivable pastimes of Krishna going on. That is that Krishna, he's everywhere as Paramatma, and yet he's completely undisturbed by what he sees, which means that he sees everything as it actually is, and therefore he's not disturbed by it. Because we don't see things as they are, therefore we're disturbed by everything. So that's a product of being under the illusory energy, is to be disturbed. And the result of not being under the illusory energy is that there's no disturbance. And the example is always given that if you see a snake, if you see a rope and you think it's a snake, then you're disturbed. But when you realize it's just a rope, then all the disturbance goes away. So we're imagining that we're gaining something or we can lose something here, some problems going on. We're imagining so many things. And at the same time, we consider Krishna just an ordinary personality. We don't realize that he can do so many things. And we can do similar things also when we become liberated. And even now, for instance, Krishna's looking for his calves and cows, and cowherd boys, and he's completely in that mood. Just like here externally, we may be acting in a certain way, and internally we may be in a completely different mood from what we seem. Or, so, similarly, Krishna can be in a mood of just being a cowherd boy, and at the same time, he understands that he's more than that, but it doesn't interfere with his mood of being a cowherd boy. He can be knowing everything at the same time, be completely absorbed in the mood of a cowherd boy. And at the same time, by the mystic power of Krishna, he can expand himself into all the cowherd boys and the calves. Now, why did he do that if the cowherd boys and calves weren't taken away by Brahma? What did he gain by that? Does anyone know? Why did he do that? Why didn't he just let Brahma take away illusory cowherd boys and calves and hide them in a cave and then allow the cowherd boys and the calves to continue on as they were doing before? Because after all, Krishna expanded himself as the cowherd boys and the calves, so what was the difference? Why did he do it?
To enjoy the
relationship with cows and the panels of cowboys. Yes. Krishna wanted to give the cowherd ladies in Vrindavan an opportunity to have his personal association as their son. Because after all, not only Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj are in the mood of Vatsalya Rasa, but all the elderly coward ladies in Vrindavan and coward men, they're all in the mood of Vatsalya Rasa. Similarly, the cows are in the mood of Vatsalya Rasa in Vrindavan. Therefore, everything that they were doing throughout their lives is simply in that mood. Apparently, they were making yogurt and butter and ghee for their personal households. But actually, they were making butter, ghee, and yogurt and everything else just for Krishna's enjoyment. So they were always waiting for Krishna to come and steal it. Because if they all showed up at Mother Jasoda's house with ghee and yogurt and butter and milk for Krishna, it would be a little strange. Because he's just a coward, supposed to be just a coward boy. So the background is, the Krishna as a coward boy has to be maintained in Vrindavan. And therefore, everyone loves him, but as a coward boy. And they love Krishna more than anyone else. Not because it's an official position Krishna has, it's because Krishna is full of sweetness. If you have some subject which you like a lot, no one has to tell you exactly what's in it. Although you may inquire, so you can get some more of it. But you like it so much, you accept it as it is. So Krishna's sweetness, part of it, the original sweetness is the Adi Purusha, the original person. That's what he is. He has simply affection for himself and for everyone else. But he has more affection for his energies than he has for himself. Just like we love everything about this body, although some parts of it are not so lovable, but we love it anyhow. Matter of fact, now we love it more than ourselves. We'll sacrifice our own spiritual welfare for the sake of the body. So Krishna is more in love with everything except beyond himself than he is with himself. Because he himself has unlimited pleasure, but he gets even more pleasure from his expansions. His original form is Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. He's full of sweetness, and that sweetness attracts everyone. But when Krishna's sweetness attracts everyone, the love that they feel for Krishna makes him happier than his own sweetness. He enjoys the love of his devotees more than he enjoys his own sweetness. Therefore, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience his sweetness and also the love of his devotees. Krishna had this pastime not by accident, because he's in Brahma's heart. Wasn't that Brahma got some strange idea one day? Let me go and steal everything in Vrindavan, I can't. No, Krishna told him to do it in order to enact his pastime. Of course, it's all spontaneous and perfectly arranged. It's not that Brahma was 100% innocent in the sense that nothing can happen unless there was some kind of past samskara to make it happen, some kind of past activity on the part of Brahma, so that he got the idea of stealing the cowherd boys and the calves. But Krishna makes sure that in every part of the position of Brahma, at least in one day of Brahma, is he has that propensity to steal or to test Krishna when he comes. After all, Brahma is the head of the universe. And when all the demigods were glorifying a coward boy, he became a little curious. He was thinking, I get glorification sometimes on Brahmaloka, but it's not so enthusiastic as they're glorifying this cowherd boy. So who is this cowherd boy? So Brahma became curious, and he wanted to test and see who the cowherd boy was, because he heard a rumor that maybe the cowherd boy is the Supreme Person. But he looked like a cowherd boy. As a matter of fact, when Brahma came to see him, he saw that this boy, how can he be God? He has yogurt and fruit salad in his left hand. He doesn't even know which hand to eat from. So how could he be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He doesn't seem to have any knowledge or experience. So therefore, to test him, he thought he stole the cowherd boys and calves and put them into a cave under mystic slumber. But then he felt guilty because Krishna is conscience. Just like when we do something wrong, we feel guilty. So where does it come from? It comes from Krishna. Beep, beep, you did something wrong, you're in trouble. Otherwise, unless Krishna gave us conscience, we'd be completely crazy instead of just a little bit. We wouldn't know if we did something right or wrong unless Krishna told us, this is wrong. And then we feel guilty and we want to correct it. And when so Brahma came back to correct his error, and he noticed that the cowherd boys that he thought had put into the cave were still there, along with the calves, and yet Krishna was still playing with them. But actually, the cowherd boys and calves were still playing on the banks of the Jamuna, or in the forest, eating the grass, for 1 year. That just shows where our conscience is at. A conscience, not conscience, consciousness is at. We have no idea what's going on. Not only we think we're this body or this mind or whatever else, we have no idea even where we are or what time is. For the cowherd boys and the calves, 1 year was nothing. Absolutely nothing. They didn't even notice it went by. Just like Krishna, he's dancing with the gopis right now in Vrindavan for 1 day of Brahma. For the whole day of Brahma, he dances with the gopis in Vrindavan. And yet the gopis of Vrindavan, they thought it was just a day, an ordinary night. And yet it's still going on. So how do we understand that? We can't understand it. Because we can't understand hardly anything right now. What to speak of how the gopis are still dancing, and yet, apparently, the dance ended after a night, and they were back with Krishna, but they're still dancing now. And yet was a whole, and they experienced it as a whole night of Brahma. In other words, although they thought it passed very quickly, but they got the opportunity to associate with Krishna for a whole night. And when after the night was over, they came back for Krishna's pastimes. And yet the night that they had experienced is still going on. So this is called the Chintya. So similarly, it's all a Chintya. But because we take everything for granted as something ordinary, we're stuck in this mundane three modes of material nature, perceiving everything according to the modes we're under, thinking it's reality. But it's a part of reality, but a very, very tiny part of reality. And therefore, to try to understand what's going on in Krishna Lila is like a little ant trying to figure out what's going on the roof. He can't understand very much about what's going on the roof. He's lucky to understand there might be a roof. So similarly, when we're reading these pastimes, a little bit of awe and reverence has to be there, a little bit of humility. And that humility usually begins with understanding that we're not this body. Otherwise, we can jump to the conclusion that this is too strange, it's not possible, or whatever. But then when we reflect on what we know, and everyone can figure out, everyone can be aware of the fact that their bodies are changing, but they're not changing, and therefore understand how much illusion we're under, how little we know, because we don't even know ourselves. If someone can claim they know so much, but they don't know who they are, obviously they don't know very much. Because it's quite important to know who you are. Otherwise, unless we have a real reference to our real identity, we can't understand anything else of what's going on. Nowadays, of course, people have gone to another extreme. Now they're trying to identify themselves as a dog or a cat, buying very expensive uniforms to be a dog, and then going to the park and playing with the other dogs. So people become so delusional that they can't even identify themselves anymore with the body that they're in. They have to identify themselves with a body they don't even have. What to speak of their actual identities as a spiritual being? When we read these pastimes, we should have that kind of perspective on things, that there's so much to experience in the future if we become serious about Krishna consciousness. And therefore, when it says something like, Krishna's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how sweet Krishna is, how Gopakumar was able to give up everything, the post of Indra, the post of Brahma, Vaikuntha, because he was attracted by the unlimited sweetness of Madan Gopal. If we're fortunate enough to experience even a little fraction of a drop of the sweetness of Madan Gopal, then we'll be able to understand what he's talking about in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and why Gopakumar was impelled to go from one place in the material universe to different places in the spiritual universe, because he couldn't give up the idea of having a relationship with Madan and Gopal. We should strive to get a little of that experience, a little of that attractiveness, and although it may take us some time to revive our relation with Krishna, at least we'll be impelled by our own nature to seek Krishna, whatever it may take or how long it may take. Just like if you have your birthday party when you were younger. It's in the distance, but you wait for it because you're looking forward to it. You may be counting the days or the minutes, but you don't jump off a building or you don't forget about it. You keep on thinking about when it's going to happen and what kind of presents I'm going to get and what the cake is going to taste like. And if there's going to be ice cream also. So you're constantly looking forward to it, and one day it arrives. And hopefully it's even nicer than you imagined it to be. So similarly, if we can get a little attraction for the sweetness of Krishna and for Krishna consciousness and for the amazing things that go on in Krishna consciousness, then in spite of any setback or obstacle or whatever else, we'll just keep on striving for it until we finally get the goal, and it'll even be more wonderful than we could even imagine it to be. And it constantly becomes even more and more unimaginable. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
A lot of times Brahma is Lord Vishnu takes the role of Brahma. So in his cases, it's also the case. The Siva still goes on in that case. He steals car. He thinks that he steals car cats and
cars. I think it's pretty rare that the Lord Vishnu takes the role of Brahma. It's only when there's no pious Brahma. There's a lot of living entities in this universe. So you would imagine someone may have, to get the post of Brahma, you have to perfectly perform vanashram for 100 lifetimes. So out of the trillions and hundreds of billions and quadrillions of living entities, someone usually does that. But just in case, someone is not on that platform, then Vishnu may take that that position. But then it's the Brahmas that our Brahma certainly wasn't like that. He's not an expansion of Krishna. He's not Krishna. Although in one sense, Brahma has to act practically like Krishna. Anyhow, he has to practically be on the platform, at least liberation. But our Brahma didn't, because otherwise he wouldn't have enacted this pastime. He had to come back as Haridas Thakura and chant the holy name, become purified of his offense, and then he went back as Brahma again, as a pure devotee. So the Brahmas, Brahma doesn't even have to be a... Brahma could be a Karmi Brahma. He could be a Gyani Brahma. He could be a Bhakta Brahma. So he doesn't have to be on the highest level. He can be a Karmi Brahma, looking for getting fruit of activities, enjoying his post as Brahma. His execution of 100 lifetimes of Vanashram could be just to get the post of Brahma and enjoy the post, because it's quite... Relatively speaking, it's much more enjoyable than any other position in the material world. If you knew you were going to live for 32,432,000,000 years, I mean, you'd be a little relaxed. Each birthday went by, you wouldn't get concerned about it. Because our Brahma has 150 trillion years left to live, so... Although he has a few gray hairs, but he's not concerned about it so much. Although he is, according to Kanksa's ministers, Brahma is in the forest now meditating because he's afraid that he might die soon. Or you may become a Gyani Brahma, looking for liberation, merging in Brahman. And our Brahma was not a pure Bhakta before, but now he's a pure Bhakta. So we have a good Brahma, head of the universe. He can relax.
Well, it's a little bit similar, like when it's associates on that, at least me, otherwise, Vishnu, not Nanda Maharaj. No, so I thought maybe also if Vishnu is Brahma, he can still enact this.
Vishnu is Nanda Maharaj? Who is that?
No.
Because Varuna,
I'm
sorry. Varuna stole Nanda Maharaj.
He kidnapped this
The Varunas, Nanda Maharaj bathed in the Jamuna at the wrong time. And then Varuna's associates came and arrested him and brought him before Varuna. And then the coward men told Krishna that your father has been arrested by the associates of Varuna. And so Krishna went there to get his father back to Varuna Loka.
Yeah, it was another thing. Was it when they went for sons of Brahman?
Mahavishnu stole the sons of Brahma, of this Brahman. And then Arjuna and Krishna went to Mahavishnu Loka to get them back. Apparently they merged into Brahman or something. And into the Brahma Jyoti, and then he got them back. But Mahavishnu stole them, and then he got them back. Then Krishna and Arjuna got them back and brought them back to the Brahman. Anything else? Yes. A lot of stealing goes on in Krishna's pastime. A lot of stealing. All kinds of things go on. It's full of excitement. Yes?
I was thinking about this. In the purport, it is mentioned about illusory energy. So, yesterday, I think you mentioned that there were three. One of them was the one which Brahma stole, cow head poison, this cow.
He didn't really steal anything. Krishna gave him illusory cows and boys to take away.
Yeah, so this illusory energy is actually specified for him, right?
What's that?
He was illusion. So this is mentioned illusion.
Yeah, he was. He thought he had taken away cow boys and calves, but right. It's actually. Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.